tell us more about the Every 30 Seconds project. What's it all about?
Well, Marco, as we said before, every 30 seconds, a young Latino who is eligible to vote will turn 18. That's thousands of potential new voters every month. And they could be a real force in this election.
So you're at the very beginning of this project, but what do we know about these voters you'll be focusing on?
More and more of these young voters are born in the United States. This means that they don't have to go through the same process that their parents or maybe their grandparents went through to become citizens and then be eligible to vote. What we want to drive home with this project is that this voting bloc is not a monolithic group. All of these young voters are, or potential voters, have very different backgrounds, very different experiences, different concerns, and more of them are also speaking English at home, right? So it's very different from what we've seen in the last 30 years.
You have spoken with several young Latinos, the ones that will be voting for the first time. What have you been hearing from them?
It was so great hearing from a lot of these young Latinos. Some of them are very involved in politics already, and some of them, this is the first time they're actually kind of thinking about going into politics. I found that many seem very excited. They're very pumped about voting for the first time. I spoke with Eric Torres Gonzalez. He's a student at Harvard College, and he's going to be a first-time voter this year. I told him about the 30-second statistic, and this is how he responded.
It's such a big statistic. Every 30 seconds, that's about, like, what? I can't even do the math, honestly, but it's just so many in an hour. And just thinking that I'm a part of that, it's something amazing. It's like you have a superpower.
And it's not the first time I heard the word superpower in a conversation about voting. That's the same word that I've heard from other young Latinos who are excited to vote for the first time. You know, that passion, it's great to be around.
Yeah, I mean, a vote is power. So, Daisy, what can we expect next with the Every 30 Seconds project?
Well, we're going to be working with reporters from different stations across the country, and they're going to be following these young people. They are going to bring us their stories, so we'll be able to hear those stories throughout this year here at The World.
Daisy Contreras is a reporter and the editor of the Every 30 Seconds Project. To learn more about the young Latinos who could swing the outcome of the 2020 election, come to theworld.org/every30seconds. Daisy, thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco.